Good morning, world, and welcome to Trust the Tape, episode 4.10.19. 5 days away from tax day. I have not started my taxes. How about you, Dane?
Yeah, got those done. It's a pain in the butt, but got to knock it out. Thankfully, my wife spearheaded that this year. Well, she does every year because it's draft season, and so.
And she's smarter than you?
Sure.
But sure.
But she listens, so absolutely.
Oh, shots fired at her. Dane Brugler at DP Brugler right there. I'm Jeff Kavanaugh at JC1053 on the Twitter. He's at DP Brugler. Welcome, as we are going through and saving every football team in the NFL two divisions at a time as we lead up to the NFL draft, which is, what is that, about 16 days away?
Yeah, sounds about right.
What
day
of the week is today? Tuesday?
Wednesday.
15 days,
yeah.
We're going to get there. It's almost here. It's a party. Dane did a 7-round mock draft because he's a crazy person.
It's a couple days.
I tried to guess how long that took you to make because I know that people can make a 7-round mock draft because they don't work hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, yeah, I can slap in 250-something names. And I was like, right, but if Dane's going to do it, he's going to know team need, what scheme they run, what their position coach is like. Well, he's got a dang color-coded board.
Well, because you have to keep track of, you know.
Oh, God.
Literally, when I made a pick, okay, Kyler Murray won to the Cardinals, I open up a different Excel document.
You have to update their needs, of course.
Right, and I have every single team by team, with each one of their picks in the draft, and I fill in, okay, 1-1, Kyler Murray. And then when you get to the second round, I know, okay, I can go to that other Excel doc. I know, okay, so far I only have them taking Kyler Murray.
Because
if you get to the sixth round and you realize you've given a team three corners or, you know, something where you just, it's hard to go back and fix. So it's better just to, it's painstaking, but better to do it right the first time. And yeah, and you want to, if you're going to take the time to do something like this, you want to at least understand trends, you know, what the team traditionally looks at, both from skill set, you know, looking at positions maybe they look to avoid in the first round or positions they like to target top 100. So it's more than just lining up team needs with, you know, okay, linebacker cross off the list. Okay, next we'll do safety. You know, it's a lot more than that. So hopefully that showed in the mock and hopefully people got something out of it. It's one scenario. You know, obviously it's not going to happen like that. I didn't include any trades, anything like that. But hopefully it was kind of an interesting look about how one scenario could play out.
I thought you did a bad job. It's on The Athletic. You can check that out. I thought it was pretty bad.
What did you think of the Cowboys Hall?
Pretty terrible. I'm trying to remember what the Cowboys Hall was.
One Thornhill in the second. Tristan Hill in the third.
Oh, yeah. So Juan Thornhill is my, I refer to that as my worst case scenario that I'm okay with at safety. Well, because that means to me that Taylor Rapp didn't make it, Jonathan Abram didn't make it, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson didn't make it.
Right.
And it's kind of my, okay, last chance.
Which Let's go ahead and take him. Doubt any of those four would make it.
Right. So I hated it.
Yeah. What about Deontay Thompson?
No thanks.
Yeah.
Is it a weird thing to say?
No. He's not a top five safety.
I know why he didn't run his 40.
Yeah.
I promise I know.
His wrist hurt.
Yeah, which stops you from getting down in your three-point stance.
Sure.
He was going to run a 4.7. So he didn't run it. So I'm good there. The only other wild card safety is, like, how much do you like Savage? Because that's one that I'm like, can I get that in the third?
Yeah, I really like Savage. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, it's tough to pinpoint exactly the value because, and really, he's like almost like a better nickel, you know, like corner safety versatility, the LaMarcus Joyner type, which is not, I mean, that's a good thing. That's a compliment. So no, I'm with you. I like Savage a lot. I like Hooker a lot. And so trying to stack Thompson, Hooker, Savage after those top five is an interesting test.
Okay, well, now our job is we've been fixing, what, 8 teams a week. So we got 8 more teams we got to fix. What are we going with this week? The South, right?
We're it's some the South division.
Some South things. Which one do we want to do first, the AFC or the NFC South?
Start AFC.
All right, hold on. That means I got to hit buttons. AFC South. where, Dane, you're probably the need master at this point because you just did a 7-round mock draft. I just have what someone else says their needs are. AFC South, let's see, the Colts aren't picking first out of that
Jacksonville.
Group. Jacksonville, my guys. The Nick Foles team that gave them $22 million so that they could say they had a $20 million quarterback. What a genius idea that was. Good job, team. Okay, where? I don't have the full
draft. It's going to be an offensive-heavy.
Full NFL draft.
Order. Draft for the Jaguars. At least it would be a surprise if it's not. I mean, picking 7th overall, they could always go best player available, which could be a defender, whether that's Montez Sweat or somebody else. So you can't completely rule out defense, but they have 4 picks in the top 100, I believe. And if they don't go offense with at least 3 of those, it'd be a surprise.
Is this, where does Detroit pick? Detroit's a team I see tied to Hockenson the most.
8.
Okay, and Jacksonville could beat them to him.
7.
If they wanted to.
Yeah. Which I think it's plausible. That's one of the scenarios.
Would you rather, if you have a need at tight end and a need at offensive line, would you rather take the first tackle or would you rather take TJ Hockenson?
First tackle. Easy. I mean, I love Hockenson.
Who's
love
your him. First tackle?
Jonah Williams.
I like it. I think that's easy.
I mean,
got Jonah Williams.
That I think you got the best offensive lineman in the draft, and I feel good about these tight ends where, you know, we can get one in with one of our 3 day 2 picks.
Okay, so that was easy. Happy birthday, Jacksonville. Jonah Williams, Alabama offensive lineman, is your first pick as we save your franchise. And your second pick, if you're Jacksonville, is number 38 overall. And at number 38 overall,
I think this is too early. Well, Irv Smith's a possibility here.
You said offensive heavy.
Yeah. Okay. I think, you know, they could go receiver and go tight end. You know, with Leonard Fournette not being able to stay healthy, running back's possibility, TJ Yeldon is no longer there.
How about, let me throw out a name.
What do you got?
What about AJ Brown?
If he's there. Easy.
Okay, he didn't make 38, you don't think?
I don't know. AJ Brown's a first-round pick to me. And if he is there at 38, I think
I was just thinking about Nick Foles, where you give him kind of a big slot because Nick Foles loves to check the ball down and throw to people. Well,
same mindset. That's why I gave him N'Keal Harry, because I think N'Keal Harry, a big slot, is really good fit with put him in space. You know, he's not going to create separation, but he's physical to the football. I think, you know, with Nick Foles almost needs that Alshon Jeffrey type, which we saw in Philadelphia. And I think N'Keal Harry fits that. He can be that Alshon Jeffrey type. So that's why I went N'Keal Harry at 38 in my 7-round mock.
Well, let's just do it again.
Boom. Done.
How about we just read your 7-round mock? That would be awesome. I'll just recline here and it'll be great.
Well, no, this is good because we can mention who I gave them, but you can also give your feedback if you see someone else. 69 overall.
Gronk's cracking up right now.
He is somewhere.
You know Gronk's a big listener.
He is. He told me the other day.
It's 69. We've given him a receiver. We've given him an offensive lineman. What else do they need? A tight end, running back?
Guard depth, running back, tight end. So, okay, let's say Irv Smith. Say first 3 tight ends are off the board. Hockenson, Fant, and Irv Smith. So, is this... They also have pick 98 coming up here. So, this is where we have to decide. 69, 98, early pick in the 3rd round, late pick in the 3rd round. Do you want to get our tight end now? Do you want to wait till 98? How do we want to do this?
Man, for me, that tight end picture gets real cloudy after the top 3.
It does.
I don't even want to tell you who my 4th one is.
I've got my...
My 4th one is Waring.
So is mine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
My...
Then Sternberger and Nada.
Okay.
Then Sample and Raymond and Smith. I'm all over the place with the tight ends.
Knox?
I have Knox in the 4th round.
Okay. I've got Waring and Knox both in the 3rd. And then I've got Sternberger and Josh Oliver, 3-4s.
All right. So which guy... Is there a 3rd round tight end you like at 69?
Waring?
Do it.
I mean, he's not going to be there at 98, I don't think. And that's, I went in my 7-round mock, he was, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Waring will be off the board before that.
Okay, so they take Waring.
Okay.
You get your small school tight end who's a badass.
Hey, San Diego State takes offense to being called a small school.
They're a small school. You guys are a small school. You're not a Power 5 conference. That's the only rule to small school. So you get a young tight end that's got a ton of talent. Welcome to the party. And their final pick, Jacksonville.
98. This is where we can go. We can go running back. We can go more offensive line depth, or we can go move the defensive side of the ball.
Can I get David Montgomery at 98?
I don't think so. That's stretching it.
Singletary at 98?
That's more realistic, yeah. They need
someone.
What
are they doing with Fournette?
Well, I mean, Fournette's going
to
play.
Trying to get rid of him.
I mean, he's going to play. He's just, you can't rely on him to play 16 games. And they need someone to fill that T.J. Yeldon role, someone who's going to be reliable catching the football. So is Singletary that guy? Maybe. Wasn't asked to catch the football a lot at Florida Atlantic. I think when they threw it to him, he caught it. But it was a lot of angled routes and, you know, wasn't asked to do much in the passing game.
Who are your receiving running backs? Who are the catchers?
At that point, we're talking, what, late third round?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think Daryl Henderson's going to make it that long. Dexter Williams, I think, fits. Travion Williams. Reichwell Armstead. Start talking about him. I don't think enough people are talking about Jalen Moore, who have a fourth round grade on. Any one of those guys?
Pick one. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Dexter Williams, Notre Dame.
Dexter Williams from Notre Dame goes to Jacksonville, and we're done with you guys. Congrats.
Four offensive players.
The season's saved. We did it. Okay, the next pick in this division belongs to the...
Tennessee,
okay. Tennessee needs... I have receiver, guard, defensive line. That's what I have. What do you have?
I think pass rusher is definitely one of their higher needs. So
at 19, could I go like Brian Burns?
No.
Gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
I don't think he gets past Carolina.
So at 19, if you wanted to rush the passer, where do you have to go?
Farrell? But
he's not for me.
But Garrett Bradbury.
Now, if we want to block, we can block.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garrett Bradbury would be a wonderful pick.
You can help your quarterback. You move, what's his name, Jones, to guard or whatever. I mean, Garrett Bradbury is your new starting center. I like it.
Okay. You like that better than Farrell?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have my not loving Farrell affect where we put him.
No. I mean, I think Farrell, that's right around the range where I'd feel comfortable taking Farrell. You know, late teens, early 20s, but give me the guy that's going to help my quarterback, which if I'm Tennessee, I'm focused on helping my quarterback right now. And, you know, a stud center who you can plug in and you feel really good that he's got low bust potential, you know, a really clean player. Give me Garrett Bradbury.
Okay, so Tennessee's next pick is in the second round at what, 51?
51. So this is where we're going to, I think we look at two or three positions here. Edge, receiver, corner.
Tennessee, 3-4?
Yeah. A little bit of a hybrid, but more 3-4 than anything.
Okay. What'd you say besides edge? Because I already
receiver.
Got the player. I already got the player.
What do you got?
Chase Winovich.
Okay.
That's not too early, Dane. I don't want to hear it.
No, I mean, I had him going shortly after this in my mock, so I'm on board with that.
The best defensive end at Michigan.
Winovich just isn't for everybody, and that's just, it is what it is.
I like the hair. I like the measurable athleticism, and I think he's big enough.
Is that what your report?
I think he's big enough. The hair is not in the report.
Oh, okay.
It's just in my head.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I do love it.
All right.
As a man who
that.
Keeps trying to grow it out and has a girlfriend that keeps getting him to cut it, I admire what Chase is doing. I think he's doing it for all of us.
Well, I mean, I don't blame her. I mean, she has to have the longer hair in the relationship, or that's an issue.
She can keep growing hers. She doesn't have to keep cutting it. Tennessee third round.
82 overall.
82 overall. And now, holy cow, we could just pick any receiver.
Yeah, this is a good spot for some of these receivers. And
does Riley make it there?
Yeah, I think Riley Ridley, Kelvin Harmon,
Miles Boykin.
Yep, a good spot for him too.
I like Riley Ridley.
Done.
Look at that. Tennessee, get out of here. You're done. Who all did we give him? We gave him Bradbury, Winovich, Ridley. Man, if you're a Tennessee fan.
It's solid haul.
And you pretend that you don't like what we just did for your team. I don't know. I just don't know, man. Okay, next in this division, we are going to Houston at 23 overall. And Houston.
Top two needs are
O-line.
O-line and corner. It, not even an argument.
Okay, so let's see. If we are at 23 and we want either O-line or a corner, Andre Dillard, does he make it?
No, no chance. I think the
Cody
question,
Ford.
That's the question. Does Cody Ford make it? I think Jonah Williams is gone. I think Andre Dillard is gone. I think good chance Juwan Taylor is gone. Cody Ford is the interesting one.
So do we choose between Cody Ford, DeAndre Baker, Byron Murphy?
And they might have their
Greedy
choice.
Williams.
They might have their choice of any corner. There might be...
Who's your number one corner?
Byron Murphy. There might not be a corner off the board at this point. If the Steelers go a linebacker or Hawkinson or whoever, Vikings go offensive line. You know, there's not a clear-cut pairing of a corner off the board in the first 22 picks. So at 23...
Let's give them your top corner. Or do you want to give Cody Ford?
That's the thing. They need offensive line more than anything.
Right.
You need to protect Deshaun Watson.
Okay, well, let's give them Cody Ford and look at our corners in the mid-second.
Okay, because they do have 2 second-round picks.
So they've got, what numbers do you have, 54, 55?
Yes.
Okay, so Houston, 23, we get Cody Ford, offensive tackle from OU, and we move on to 54 and 55, and we're looking at corners, and I would be looking at, if you could get him there, Sean Bunting, Justin Lane, Julian Love.
I throw a name at you.
Who that?
Isaiah Johnson from Houston.
That's early for me for a guy who doesn't really know how to play corner.
They like him.
But he's got a lot of talent.
Houston likes
And you got
him.
2 picks there, so you can use one of them there. Yeah.
6'2", 208 pounds, 4.40 in the 40. I mean, just an elite athlete. Just, yeah, like you said, really doesn't have any idea what he's doing yet. So, played receiver up until 2 years ago. They like him a lot. They like the traits. They ideally need someone who's going to step in and play more of a role early on, but...
Do they need more than one corner?
I think every team needs more than...
Why don't we just double dip?
Sure. Do you want to go like more of like a Julian Love? Like a yin and yang type of guy?
Yeah.
Like a shorter, more
show up and compete.
Technically sound guy?
Yeah, let's
okay.
go.
Done.
All right, Julian Love and Isaiah Johnson, corners. You guys are Houston Texans. And then they have a third round pick, according to what I got.
Yep, 86.
At 86...
This week could go running back, go edge, go more offensive line help.
Okay, so a mid-third round edge. I got Old Dominion man, Zach Allen, Anthony Nelson, DeAndre Walker, Aminahu.
About
Ferguson. Does he make it that far? He ran a 48-second three cone. He's still running.
That's not nice.
He's still running.
Stop it.
That's why he has so many visits. They're all going to let him run a three cone.
That and going to go to the combine.
Uh-huh. You got a different edge there?
What about Max Crosby, Eastern Michigan?
Okay. I like it.
Line him up.
Max Crosby, so you got an edge, you got a tackle, you got two corners, Houston. Party on. And we move... to Indianapolis, as we save every team, because that's just kind of how we roll. Indianapolis at 26 in the first round. What do you have as their needs?
Pass rusher, receiver, corner, tight end, strong safety.
So we could take the second corner off the board. We could consider Noah Fant or Irv Smith. And if it's the Colts, it means it's Andrew Luck, which means they play tight ends.
So where the first safety could come off the board.
Okay. And yours is Adderley, right?
Mine is correct. But they also have pick 34 in the early second round. So they've got picks here late first, early second. So they can really go with the guy they think they need to get at 26 and then go with their backup at 34.
Well, 26, you want to do A.J. Brown?
That's exactly what I did in my mock. So I think he'd be a perfect fit.
Well, there you go.
With slot outside, you know, last year in the first round, Chris Ballard picked a guard top 10. A lot of people said they wouldn't do that, but they helped out their quarterback, worked out well. This year, a lot of people saying they're not going to take a receiver first round. Help out your quarterback. Give him a reliable possession target who can be a little bit more after the catch. So, yeah, give me A.J. Brown and Indy.
Okay, and then we go to number 34. And what position group do we start thinking about at number 34?
I love this fit. I just think it makes a lot of sense. I think it works. Jonathan Abram. Get that strong safety. Get that physical box corner. Flies all over the field. I don't know. I just really like that fit for Indianapolis.
Well, then that's easy. We give him to him at number 34.
Done.
So you have Abram, you have A.J. Brown, and you go to number 50. What do you have, 59?
Yep.
59 for Indianapolis, late in the second round. And late in the second round, where are we at on our needs now? We've gotten
safety. We can go corner, we can go tight end, we can go pass rusher, defensive line.
Tight end, pass rush, defensive line. Okay, hold on, let me take a peek at the old boardy board here. Let's see, for Indy.
I think they'd take a chance on Jachep Polite.
I would. I wonder what round he's going to go in.
Mid to late seconds, my guess.
Okay, because I was just wondering if we're going to get into like the third round or even the fourth where every pick you have to say, you know, I might think about Jachep Polite here.
I mean, it's apples and oranges in terms of situation, but I think it'll be really similar to Randy Gregory. Just, you know, at some point in round two, someone's going to bite. But just a matter of trying to guess who.
Let's take Jachep Polite. I love it. Because if he plays the way that he plays on tape, you just got underdrafted by like 40 spots.
Like Chris Ballard's never been someone shy to take a chance on a player if they feel comfortable with him. You know, they did it with Marcus Peters in Kansas City, and that was a Chris Ballard pick. And so I don't think they'd shy away from a guy like that as long as they were comfortable. And that's just the question that only Indianapolis knows. Only the teams that meet and spend extensive time with Jachep Polite can really answer.
Okay, and then we have Indy at what, 89?
89.
Okay, number 89 is Indianapolis. We haven't gotten him a tight end yet.
Let's go tight end. End of the third round. Jace?
I wonder, I'm only thinking, and maybe I'm wrong, but I picture Indy liking to have their tight end block.
Yeah.
And if they do...
What are you thinking?
Can my guy who forgot to run a good 40 go in this spot?
Isaac Nauta? Man, that's early.
Man, he's good. He's going to play in the league for a decade.
He's solid, but is he third round worthy?
Is Sternberger a better player? I have him right next to each other. I actually have Sternberger right in front of him.
I think so.
Okay, let's go Sternberger. Let's go Jay Sternberger, Texas A&M tight end.
Or Dawson Knox.
Who
do you like more out of those?
I put Sternberger because he's actually like caught passes and things of that nature.
Hey, you got to project.
I know.
Job of a scout.
I know. Well, I'm going to trust the tape, and I've seen Sternberger catch footballs.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. And so what? We just went four SEC players in Indianapolis. You're welcome.
Well, you know, you like to go big schools. Okay, so the AFC we are done with.
Yep.
And we are moving over to the NFC South.
Correct.
NFC South. I mean, clicky clicky.
Starts with Tampa Bay at five, I believe.
How they... Who's going to be their quarterback 2 years from now, Tampa? Jameis or other?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a betting man, you got to take the other. But I don't know.
I'll take Jameis. I think it'll be Jameis.
I'd like to see him succeed there with BA.
Okay, so what do you have their needs as? I got cornerback, linebacker. Oh, you know what? Are they going to take a linebacker at five?
All signs pointing to Devin White, which means... It won't be, okay. But that right now, I mean, with what we know,
that seems high. But I mean,
yeah, I think it
somebody
is
has to be the fifth pick in the draft. And I was going over this the other day, and it was like, all right, how many real like quote top 10 players are in this draft?
Exactly.
And
there's like
when I look at it, I say, well, Quinnen Williams is a top 10 player.
Yes.
Nick Bosa is a top 10 player.
There's a drop off after those two,
and that's it.
Yeah,
those are your top 10 players that any year of the draft, they're top 10 players.
I'd agree. You can make a case for a guy like Josh Allen. You can make a case for Hawkinson.
Yeah.
You know, you make a case for some of these guys, but I agree with you. Yeah, it's 1-2, and there's a drop-off. And And I don't care if you have Quinnen Williams ahead of Nick Bosa. That's I'm not gonna fight you. That's fine. I think it's two elite players in this draft, and then there's a little bit of a drop.
Okay, so Tampa at five. You want to just go with the linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, it's
for now.
I think it makes sense. He's a tempo setter. You know, he can do what Jamal Adams did. You know, same school did for the Jets and helping that defense. So yeah, give him Devin White at five.
Okay, so we go to 39 for Tampa. And at 39 overall, after getting our linebacker, what are we looking? Corners, we're looking edges, where are we looking?
Yep, corner, defensive line, edge, pass rusher, safety, running back.
Jerry Tillery.
Okay.
Is that, for the tape, it's not too high.
No.
It's too low.
Mm-hmm.
But for where he's actually going to be picked, is that too high?
No, I mean, I think someone taking a chance on him at 39 would be, I think that would make sense. He's just, I can't repeat some of the quotes I've heard from scouts on Tillery. Like, I'll tell you some of the PG-13 stuff that I've been told. He's a weirdo. He's going to make you fall in love with him, and he's going to break your heart, guaranteed. Like, just stuff like that, along those lines. Some of it's a little more graphic from scouts in terms of their distaste for him. But someone's going to take a chance on him because the talent is there. There's no question.
Well, now you creep me out. I don't know if I want him at 39 anymore. I don't know if I want to do that to Tampa. They're nice people down there. There's I know a lot of people in Tampa. They're sweet, sweet people.
But if he hits, if he's, you know, maybe he listens to this and takes offense and says, oh, you know, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Maybe he finds you, whips your ass.
It's not like he's 6'6", 300 pounds.
Jerry Tillery, number 39. Okay. Tampa, tell me what you think in the comments.
I'm just the messenger.
He's top 10 talent. Tampa, just remember that, okay, before you get mad at me.
70
If you
overall.
Don't want him, I'll take him at 58. okay, so what number are we going to?
70.
And we gave him Jerry Tillery, and we gave him Devin White.
Correct.
And now we are looking at...
We go corner, we go running back, and go pass rush, safety. But Miles Sanders here.
Oh.
I believe Tampa's met with him.
Oh.
So there's a connection there.
Done. Because he's awesome.
He's a fun player. If he could just not fumble the football.
No, if he could not fumble the football, he'd be running back number one. yeah, so I said that. That just happened. And now we move on to Tampa. They're done. Get out of here, Tampa. Next pick in the NFC South. Well, it's not the Saints.
Atlanta.
It's the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the Atlanta Falcons are my favorite for, is there any way Ed Oliver gets there?
Right, which is possible. Not likely, but possible.
Okay, so if it's not likely, what else are we looking at for Atlanta in the first round?
Well, but Christian Wilkins. You know, I mean, he's not Ed Oliver.
Sure, if you don't want to get Ed Oliver.
Right, I think Ed Oliver is the better player, but Christian Wilkins, you're still getting a rock-solid player who's going to help you with interior disruption and help fortify your, you know, with Grady Jarrett, your interior. So, I think you do a lot worse at the 14th pick.
Okay, we'll do it. Christian Wilkins goes 14 to the Falcons, and we move on to number 45. 45 for the Atlanta Falcons, now that we have already picked them an interior player.
I really like my projection for them.
Who is it? Is it Lindstrom?
No,
he won't make 45, will he?
He probably won't, no.
Okay.
But that would be a good pick. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Hey!
I think he'd be a perfect nickel.
Yeah, you know where I put him?
Where?
58 to Dallas.
That's not happening.
Come on, man. That's where I put him.
I don't think his interviews went very well in Dallas.
Oh.
I'll just kind of put that out there.
I was on FanSpeak, though, and he made it.
Oh, okay.
So he's on my team.
45. He replaces Brian Poole as the nickel for that team. I think he'd be... it gives them some safety or some safety depth with all the injuries they've had there. I don't know. I like it.
Okay, so then we take Atlanta down to number 79, because the Giants forfeited a pick. Ha ha. Why'd they forfeit a pick?
Supplemental draft.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Towards ACL.
Okay, 79, and we gave them a secondary player, and we gave them a defensive tackle.
Let's say they go offense here. You want to get better on the offensive line?
Yes. What guard can I get in this range?
This is where... Because obviously Lindstrom's off the board. Dalton Risner's off the board. I have three guards with late third, early fourth round grades.
Ooh, we don't want to do that. We would go, would you do that or would you go a different direction if you're in the, where are we now, the middle of the third?
Mm-hmm.
I want to draft somebody who I have graded higher than where I'm picking.
What do you got?
I don't have a guard.
What do you got?
Let's see. Let me see what other positions we need here.
I mean, in the third round, mid-third round, is when you start to, you have to reach a little bit for a need. That's when you do it.
Yeah.
Unless there's someone you have graded just that much higher, you want to take them.
I definitely don't need a receiver. Probably don't need a running back.
No. No.
Don't need an edge.
Then go linebacker. Need some more depth there.
What about like
they could use an edge.
What about Coney, the Notre Dame linebacker? Is he there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't love him.
No, I mean I think I have some of the guards rated higher than him.
Well, then pick him a guard. Let's just go ahead and pick a late third round player.
All right, well, you tell me who you like better out of Drew Samia, Nate Davis, Michael Jordan.
Samia.
Okay.
Oklahoma. All right. So we did it. Let's see here. They're done. Okay, Carolina picking 16th in the first round, and Carolina corners, receivers, edges.
Edge. They need to get. They need to replace.
And Burns is still going.
Julius Peppers. I like that fit a lot. Burns.
Okay,
at 16.
So he's not gone here. We can get him here.
He could be gone. Brian Burns is kind of a wild card. Like,
man, if you don't get Bosa, Allen, Burns, Sweat, and for you, Farrell.
Gary.
There's a little drop off there. Yeah, Gary's not that good. We could pick Gary. No, let's pick Brian Burns. I don't want to give Carolina a bust.
Okay.
That'd be messed up.
Who do you want to give a bust to?
Anybody
in the NFC East?
Washington, Philly. I don't need.
Wait,
to
no,
do
we it. Already gave Gary to the Giants at six.
Oh yeah, yeah, we nailed it. Yeah, we did great. Yeah, we did awesome. So the better player goes at 16 to Carolina. Okay, so we knocked out that Carolina pick. We moved to number 47, and at number 47, give me positions.
And go help on the interior of the offensive line. And go running back. They need to replace Funchess, you know, a big receiver.
Oh, we can find a receiver at 47.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. Did we already give away Harry?
Yeah, we gave him the Jags.
Okay, so N'Keal Harry is gone. Do you need size?
Don't need it. They drafted DJ Moore in the first round last year.
Malcolm Brown's gone. AJ Brown's gone. Deebo Samuel?
I like it. Bring back the Steve Smith vibe.
You want to hear my top five receivers because I'm a wild man?
What do you got?
Hollywood Brown. I'm going to put AJ Brown in front of DK Metcalf. I'm going to stop faking.
No problem with that.
Deebo.
Okay.
Deontay Johnson. Yep. He's my fifth receiver.
Interesting.
Yep. I'm here for route runners that create separation and can return punts. That's what I'm here for.
So why
for.
Are we talking about Deontay Johnson?
Because he's a badass.
Not a very good route runner.
You're insane. He's a fun route runner.
He's an athletic route runner.
Heck yeah.
He's not very polished.
He'll get wild on you, but he'll get open. That's my fifth receiver.
It's funny. These receivers, DK Metcalf, I have one just because I think the upside's ridiculous. Hollywood, two. AJ Brown, three. And then Paris Campbell, four. I feel really good about my top four. And then like 5 through 10. I've been debating.
How comfortable are teams that Paris Campbell can...
I think the
it just sucks because Ohio State told him at the snap of the ball, just run across the field.
I think the combine really helped. I really did.
Because he looked good running all the routes?
Yes. He looked smooth doing it. It didn't look forced. And I know, you know, he's not doing it against the defense. He's not doing it in pads. I get it. But it looked natural for him. He didn't fight it. He tracked the ball well deep. So I think that'll go a long way. So, and it did for me. Paris Campbell to me is at number four, but 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I've been debating and going back and forth because they're closely rated for me.
Yeah, I just move them all around daily.
I know it's tough, and I think I've finally settled on what I have for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Is this too early for our Sega Whiteside? It is for me. But it doesn't sound like it will be for the NFL.
No, I mean, he's going to go in the second round, I think.
Yeah.
And he ran in the 4.4s, ran 4.49 on his pro day, which was good to see.
He ran 38 yards.
Yeah, maybe.
They lined him up short there.
Hakeem Butler, Kelvin Harmon.
I think that's probably the Hakeem Butler range. I'm lower on him, but I think that's probably the range.
Right, that's basically how I feel too.
You want to do Hakeem Butler there?
That's what I did in my 7-round mock.
Okay, that works. You got a big receiver.
Burns, Butler, and third round. They have two picks in the third round, 77 and 100.
Okay, at 77. And let me ask you this. Where do you think, give me like a 20-pick range for where the Penn State corner goes? Because I know I like him more than most.
Where he actually, I have a late third, early fourth on him. I think he actually goes late second, early third.
Okay, so
that's a possible landing spot.
Could we do it here?
Yeah. He ran faster than scouts were thinking he would.
Right.
He ran like a 4.47, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
You'd rather he ran slower than you thought he'd run?
No, I'm saying 4.47 isn't great for a corner, but for his size and, you know, that's fine. I like him. I don't get the love for him, well, but I like him.
You're kind of a hater. You always have been. Justin Lane's gone?
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Okay.
Sean Bunting's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go Amari.
All right. Amari Oruwari.
Good try.
Oruwari.
Better than I would have done.
Am I close? Oruwari.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. And Carolina, you got a good player. Don't let Dane talk you down there. And at pick 100 for the Carolina Panthers, we got a corner. We got a receiver. We got a, what did we do in the first round? Brian Burns. We got an edge. So I ran out of needs on my little piece of paper, which means we're going to forfeit the pick.
We can go guard. We can go running back. Go one of those two positions.
Oh, well, knock out another one of your third-round guards.
All right, we go Nate Davis.
Okay, done.
Done.
And now we move on to, let's see, Carolina's done.
Nolans.
Nolans.
Only one pick to talk about.
Is this our last team, too?
Yeah.
This is it? This is the end? We did Carolina, we did Atlanta.
For today.
We did Tampa Bay. Yeah, okay. New Orleans with their single pick at number 62.
Better make it count.
Oh, we can do that. Hold on, let me see. What do we want to do for New Orleans?
Get another weapon for Breeze at receiver. You can go offensive line depth.
Okay.
Go somewhere on defense.
Well, we don't want depth, I'm going to tell you, because I have Drew Breeze at the moment, and I'm going to win the Super Bowl today. So what I'm going to do...
What do you got?
...is I'm going to take Mecole Hardman from Georgia.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to give Breeze
a toy to play with.
Yeah. We're going to get a little jet sweep toy, a little punt returner, a little run down the field guy, screen action. Who would you rather have?
No, I like it. I went Deebo Samuel.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he's going to last that long.
Yeah, because Deebo, you gave him the more polished and better and outside guy. I'm going toy.
Yeah, I think Debo's going to go somewhere in the top 50, and we're at 62. So Deebo, even though I gave him to the Saints in my mock, I just don't think it's going to happen. Mecole Hardman, it's a little earlier maybe than I think he's going to go, but I get it. I mean, he's one of, if not the most, explosive athlete in this
draft. See, I go off my rankings instead of like the world's. Like,
fine.
Somebody might put, what, is Emmanuel Hall going to go in that range? Because he's not for me.
Well, like the thing with Emmanuel Hall is he's a second-round talent. He's probably going to go in the fourth because he just can't stay on the football field.
Okay. Guys who have track speed that pull groins and hammies aren't for me.
No, he's a track guy, and he's not going to tough through those minor injuries. And it is what it is, and he's not going to be for everybody. And because of that, good chance. I mean, he might go in the third, but... there's a good chance he's in the fourth.
I'm going Mecole Hardman.
No, I like him.
I'm not looking back.
I'm not going to argue with you because, again, he's an explosive athlete who has yet to play his best football. He was a quarterback in high school. He played corner his freshman year at Georgia. So only really been playing receiver for 2 years. Has a lot of upside of position. And you bet on athletes. And Mecole Hardman is an elite athlete.
All right. High five. Air high five. We did it.
Done.
We got through two more divisions. And congratulations to everybody. You're all winning the Super Bowl, which is really incredible for this upcoming season. That's Trust the Tape. Follow Dane on Twitter at DP Brugler. Follow me at JC1053. And follow me on Facebook. That's the most important thing right now, is building the brand on Facebook. Jeff Kavanaugh, thanks. And leave your 5-star reviews.
Draft guide's coming out, too.
Draft guide's coming out. The Beast is coming out. Dane's 7-round
mock. Make sure you have your Athletic subscription so you can get the guide.
Is on the Athletic. Well, yep. At least 8 new people have a subscription after I wrote yesterday.
Nice.
Which is like a record when you've been writing single-player profiles just for the Dallas Cowboys, which get one. So thanks.
Who is it about? Which one?
No, I did a little war room. I played around in the war room for the Cowboys. Okay. And I did all 7 rounds.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, you do. Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week on Trust the Tape.